If you're a regular listener to Unreal Bluegrass, you will know Zoe and Cloyd. I had a nice chat with Natalia Zoe Weinstein after their first album came out, entitled Equinox. They have a new album out now. The title is Eyes Brand New. Got a chance to talk to Zoe in Raleigh in last year, 2017. We're going to talk about the new album, the difference in that sound and Equinox, which I think she was described as a more fuller band sound, and just talk about some things in her life also. You will enjoy that wonderful chat with Natalia Zoe Weinstein. I'll just call her Zoe from this point forward. Right, I'm really happy. This is the second time I've gotten to talk to Natalia Zoe Weinstein, otherwise part of
Zoe and Cloyd.
Zoe, I have this new album, Eyes Brand New, and the first time I met you, I didn't have any music from you, and you sat down and we just kind of talked through it, and I know a little bit more about this, but this is a different sound, I think, than the album you gave me last time.
Yeah, this is kind of more of a full band sound. Yeah. Our first duet album was really kind of stripped down, two voices and two instruments at a time, and on this one we had our bass player, a great bass player named Kevin Kerberg, also from the Asheville area. He played on the whole record pretty much, and then we had a couple of special guests on this one. Jens Kruger played some wonderful banjo, and
he can do that.
Yes, and our former bandmate from Red June, Will Strawn, played some great dobro on a couple tracks, so that was fun to have it be kind of more of a collaborative project.
It's on, well, is this your own? No,
it's we self-released, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. And I know that I've gotten things from Devin before.
Yeah, he's a great music tastemaker and promoter, and
that's probably why I already have it.
Yeah, we met him through the Merlefest on the road tour, and so made that connection, and then we got in touch with him to promote this record. So he's on the West Coast, but he's a wonderful guy.
I know who you are. I know who Cloyd is.
Yes, John Cloyd Miller.
Yeah, and I know from last time your background. Different music that you had, some klezmer music, and there's even pictures inside the other album.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. John and I come from very different musical backgrounds.
Yeah.
So that's been fun to kind of come together and see what kind of new American music we
and I've heard this album, Eyes Brand New, how much then does that influence come over into this newer release?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is...
Aside from the fact that it's a fuller band.
Yeah, you know. I think the first album, it was kind of segregated a little bit more, like, oh, here's a klezmer song,
yes,
here's a bluegrass song,
right,
here's an old-time song, and I think with this album, you hear kind of more the cohesion of it. I think it's a little bit more blended together, so it's not quite as identifiable, although we do have, like, a fiddle banjo, more old-time style, but it's a modern, you know, original. Most of these songs are original, so that's another change from the first album, is that we wrote 8 of the 10 tracks on this album. So that was fun to kind of, and a lot of our music is co-written just because we're in the same house, in the same, you know, if one of us has an idea, it's hard to not chime in.
I think that's sort of a natural progression sometimes for, okay, you do an album and then you're musically inclined anyway, and then you start writing.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a natural thing? Or,
yeah.
Or it can go
the other way. Sometimes people will do a fuller band and then do a more stripped down thing.
Yeah.
Or I think it just depends on the progression of the group and sort of what direction they're going.
Well, what do you think about the direction of Eyes Brand New as far as progression of the group? Your words.
Yeah, I would say it's just a little bit more modern sounding and contemporary sounding than the first album.
Okay.
And there's a lot of focus on the songwriting and the harmony singing. So there's a lot of we sang a couple songs kind of in harmony the whole time, and so it was a fun album to make. And it also this album also kind of has a couple of songs about being new parents. We have a two and a half year old daughter. So Eyes Brand New is a song about that, about kind of seeing the world anew through a young child's eyes. And also Running on Empty is also about transitioning to parenthood and not having a lot of energy.
It's not unusual. You aren't the first person
that's
happened.
And that's why that song has been so popular, because other people have been through that experience as well. Go figure.
I have. I was just talking to. It was upstairs, but it wasn't down here. And they have a 4-year-old. I know it was.
Okay.
It was Junior Williams and Katie Penn. They have a daughter who will be about 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I tell them my daughter will be 28 this year, but it seems like she was just 4.
No.
But all of a sudden, it just wears you out the first couple. And I tell everybody this, too. You didn't ask me about this. You know, even tell you. Take a lot of pictures. You don't have to show them to everybody. But you don't take them all now. They change so much so fast.
Yeah, they do change so much.
And you wouldn't think until you look back and you just take them and have them.
Yeah, no, we do that. We do that for sure.
So now you're not only chasing music around, you're chasing the child around.
Yeah, it seems like that's what we do 90% of the time. She enjoys music, and she has a little fiddle that she likes to play around on, and she likes going to festivals and music.
Oh, that's
she's,
perfect.
She's up for stuff.
That's perfect. So. Was Cloyd here last year?
He's around.
2 years. He doesn't like to do this, does he?
Yeah, he's not really.
I think he was in the background when we were doing this, because I saw you leave with the guy, and I'm thinking.
Yeah.
They probably know each other.
He wanted to go get a coffee.
I don't blame him. I sometimes think this must be just a horrible way to spend a couple hours.
I enjoy it. See, that's the thing is, for me, this is, and I said, I like doing this, so let me just go do it, and you can go drink coffee and go watch the music.
I'd rather talk to you than him anyway.
I'm more charming than he is.
You are much more charming. Much more charming. I would much rather talk to you. Well, what are tunes on here that you're particularly... Underground Railroad, is that one that you wrote?
That's an interesting one. Yeah, that's a cool banjo. It's actually John plays Clawhammer banjo, so he wrote that on the banjo, and then we kind of synced it up with the fiddle part, and it's got this real kind of groovy backbeat sound, and we named it because we thought it kind of evoked this feeling of, kind of fear and creepiness, that you might experience if you were...
slave
on the Underground Railroad.
Yeah,
I just can't imagine what that would have been like, but that was sort of some semblance of it evoked that feeling for us.
And I did notice the waltz, Frontier Waltz, which is something that I think that you do very well.
We love waltzes.
Yeah, I've noticed, and that's fine. They're beautiful songs.
Yeah,
those
are the only two instrumentals on this one. So this one's less... The first album is more...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So
okay.
It has more singing.
And tell me about this. I can't even say the last
word. Yeah, Farewell to Funery, or Funery, I think. I don't know. Have you ever heard of a town called Funery? I think it's in western Scotland.
She's asking.
Well, he's from Europe, so I thought maybe he would know. Europe is a small country, right?
Yeah.
I'm asking Tom...
Any variation. We're just going to call him Tom.
Yeah. Tom, yes. Tom here is our consultant. Farewell to Funery, or Funery it's a really beautiful kind of ballad about having to leave your homeland, which we thought was kind of appropriate in this time period. But it's just about how a lot of people that leave don't know where they're going. Yeah, they don't know where they're going, and they don't choose to leave, and it's a forced thing, and it's a very sad and heartfelt experience. And so this song is really, John said when he heard it on the radio, it's a cover, so it's an old traditional song, but he just was so moved by it that he had to learn it. And he said he couldn't get through it, singing it the first couple of times, he would just start crying. I mean, it's a really powerful song, so that's been getting some...
Well, now
some
I
nice
want to talk stuff to him because he's a crier.
Oh.
I don't mean Tom and I kind of blew off Cloyd earlier. I was like, just get away, but now
he's an emotional guy. He is.
I'm thinking I dissed him by saying, just go away and get your coffee, but I probably should be here making cry.
He probably wouldn't talk to you, but I mean, he may talk to you about that.
Okay.
He likes to talk about how music, he thinks good music should make you feel something.
I agree
That's
with
kind
that.
Of his thing,
I agree with
so.
That. And I think your music, Zoe and Cloyd, I think it does that. I love the new album, and it looks like we had a release date of April. I think that's about when I got it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we didn't get about it too much ahead of time.
No, I get...
You don't really do much ahead of time.
No, it's I get things. I just never know when I'm going to get them.
Yeah,
and
right.
Different people. They're pretty good about stuff. Harsh music is pretty good.
Week or two.
Yeah. Well, how do people find out where you're going to go? You have a website here, ZoeandCloyd.com.
Yeah, ZoeandCloyd.com.
Okay.
And figure out how to spell that and you'll be good.
Well, let's spell it.
ZoeandCloyd.
That's easy. Sounds just like it.
Floyd, rhymes with Floyd. It's hard to say.
I know. That's what you told me why your name is that. But it's a whole lot better than typing in Natalia Zoe Weinstein.
Right. Or Natalia. It could be Natalia and John, but it's kind of fun to have an alter ego, so that's why we do that.
Do you guys dress differently because you're Zoe and Floyd versus Natalia and John?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't want to know. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day.
Thanks for dropping
by.
Steve.
I enjoy your music, and I always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. Great to see you.
Thank you.